Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Transport Minister Eamon Ryan hinted today that there's a government plan in place to shortly open up international travel, including aviation. A memo is due to be brought to government next week, which will deal with a review of the mandatory hotel quarantine system and also the implementation of the EU Digital Green Cert. We'll speak to Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall in just a moment. But first, our reporter Fergal Keane has been out and about in the sunny Dublin today, finding out how people feel about foreign travel. He asked people in the city centre if they had any foreign travels planned.
I'm not going to bother now. I'll wait. Nah, too much hassle. Just stay here, staycation. Stay here, patron and officer.
Have you got something booked?
Yeah, Wexford.
Good man.
Yeah, happy days. I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
I would go, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because I think they're taking away too much from us. We can't travel, you say, and yet there's people coming into the country from our countries, and yet we can't do nothing. No, I think that's totally wrong. I think we should be allowed to travel.
Where would you go?
As far away from here as possible. As far as the eye could see. You know what I mean? I don't care. I want to get away from here for a holiday.
You're allowed going on a foreign holiday next month. Are you off anywhere?
I'd probably head to Portugal or Spain, lap up a bit of sun, play a bit of golf.
Far too young to get a vaccine. Would you feel safe?
I would feel safe. Once my parents are vaccinated, I wouldn't really worry about myself now, to be honest.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just not comfortable going yet. I'd plan maybe once I'm vaccinated and once the kind of whole thing's kind of calm down a bit.
You can go on foreign holidays for next month. Are you off anywhere?
No, I'm staying in Ireland and going down to Kerry and to Clare. And Galway, but no holidays abroad.
I am going with Jean. Okay. She's very lucky that I'm accompanying her throughout the country. No, I wouldn't go
would
abroad.
You feel unsafe?
I think I would. I'd rather let the vaccination settle and just feel freer to fly. I can't look. I'm really looking forward to flying next year, though. So
Paris would be nice.
Paris, anywhere.
Sir, foreign holidays allowed from next month. Are you off anywhere?
No, I'm going to be staying local this year.
How come?
Just the worry that it would close down again. Just not willing to plan for something foreign and then be disappointed. So I'd rather just stick to Ireland for this year.
Got your plans made?
Yeah, we've got a holiday book for each month because we weren't sure when it would open.
Where are you off to?
Dubai.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Well, my best friend's moving there next week, so I'd want to go see her. And then if I could go to Australia, I'd go over to see my other friends because everyone's emigrated.
You're obviously too young to be vaccinated. No worries?
Well, I'm 27, so yeah, too young for now. But if I got out of the country, I'd do anything I could, to be honest. Nothing here for me.
Foreign holidays allowed shortly. Are you off somewhere?
No, I'm going to wait until I'm vaccinated before I go anywhere. But hopefully over the summer that will happen and then I'll be able to go maybe September, October. Like I'm looking to go to Berlin or Amsterdam or something like that because I have friends over there and I haven't seen them in so long.
None of us have been anywhere for a year and a half.
I know, but I didn't mind it so much. I needed a long overdue break of not doing a whole lot, so I didn't really mind the time off. But I am getting a bit fed up of it now.
So you're here, you're the Jarvis on St. Stephen's Green.
Yeah,
any visitors?
No one around at all. It's very bad.
Are you doing any business?
Very, very little. Just an odd job here and there.
Are you hoping that people will come back, maybe US visitors?
Well, hopefully. It doesn't matter who they are. We need visitors.
And that is Fergal Keane with people in Dublin City Centre today, mostly in good form, I would say. And I like the guy who had plans for each and every month and didn't know when the reopening would happen. I think they jumped the gun, some of them, a little bit there in the tape. They were saying from next month that overseas travel would be allowed. I think they were hinting in reports today that it would be from July. Some talk in the Dáil about travel to the UK being open a little bit more from June. But let's talk a little bit more now about this to the co-leader of the Social Democrats. That's Roisin Shortall. Roisin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, if it were to reopen international travel from here from July or so, do you think that would be too soon or would it be appropriate?
I think it's appropriate that we do it gradually. And I think everybody is talking about it happening gradually. As you heard from the Vox Pop there, while we'd all love to head off to the sun or even for a weekend break to some European city, for example. I think people are still quite cautious about it. And there's a lot of kites been flown at the moment in relation to what's possible and when it might be possible. But all of the indications are, I think, that the reintroduction of foreign travel will happen on a gradual basis. And there's a lot of different variables in this. Obviously, agreement has to be reached at European level in relation to the digital green certificate. Mm-hmm. And then after that's agreed and we have a system in place where you can verify and validate people's status in relation to vaccination. After that, then, it'll be up to each individual member state to introduce their own rules.
What would happen, Roisin, to our mandatory hotel quarantine system? How should that be altered if it were reopened?
Well, I think the first thing to note, Cormac, is that that has actually been very successful as a system. I know it's caused difficulties for individuals and there's been a number of hard cases, but it has actually been very successful because at this point now in Ireland, we don't have any variants of concern. And that's made a huge contribution to our ability to open up and hopefully that progress will continue. But obviously in a situation where you have freer movement and you have an agreed system at European level, on the basis of vaccinations, well then, you know, the need for mandatory hotel quarantine will be reduced. It will still be there to a certain extent from the point of view of people coming from countries maybe that have high rates of the virus or variants of concern where they have to travel here and they're not vaccinated. So those circumstances, there will have to be some restrictive arrangements.
But there is a fear over the prevalence of the Indian variant of the disease in the UK at the moment. They had a high-level meeting about it today, didn't they?
Yeah.
But it's not just the Indian variant mutation. Who's to know what type of variant will mutate in the future, in the coming weeks and months? Because not everybody in the globe, of course, is vaccinated at this point. So are we opening up a can of worms here that we shouldn't at the moment?
Well, that's why I'm saying it will have to be very gradual. But where you have a situation where there's high levels of vaccination, low levels of virus between two countries, well, then where people are vaccinated, it would seem that the public health advice is that it would be safe to travel in those circumstances. But as I say,
what is gradual for you, Roisin? What would satisfy you?
Gradual, I think, is a situation where there would still be that traffic light system in place. So countries would be categorised on the basis of the level of the virus and the existence of variants of concern. And then on top of that, that people would be vaccinated. So all of those things come into play in taking any decisions on which countries travel will be allowed to. So for that reason, I think it's going to be very gradual. All countries are currently at the red level, but then there are variations in the extent of vaccinations between the different countries.
You wouldn't subscribe, finally, to an EU-wide digital green cert system for vaccinated people within that region. Would you sign up to something like that?
I think that's reasonable because we're all using the same vaccines, and where you have people travelling from one EU country to another and they've been vaccinated and there's lower levels of the virus, well then I think, you know, that seems to be perfectly safe, and it would appear that the public health advice is that that's safe also.
Okay.
But, you know, it will be a gradual thing and it will very much depend on the behaviour of the virus and the extent of vaccination. But, I mean, all of those things are looking positive, certainly
okay.
at an EU level.
I
think we can look forward to travel later on in the year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a glimmer of hope for people,
absolutely.
Possibly. Roisin Shortall of the Social Democrats, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.